Good morning to all of you, my Father's children. Let's open with a word of prayer. Our gracious and heavenly Father, God, we come to you on this morning. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for keeping us through the last night and allowing us to see new mercies on this morning. God, we thank you for those that counted it not robbery to be on the call on this morning. God, I pray that you will bless our time together. God, that you would unearth treasures to us, oh God. God, we reverence you. We give your name glory and we give your name praise. And it's in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you that counted it not robbery to give up some of your slumber to be with us on this morning. On this morning, our journeys take us to Proverbs, the 17th chapter, and the third verse, Proverbs, the 17th chapter, in just the third verse. And that one verse reads as follows from the Amplified Bible. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tries the heart. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tries the hearts. If I were to read this from the New Living Translation, that same verse says, fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but the Lord tests the heart. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, just a simple thought. Are you able to pass the test? Are you able to pass the test? So often, you all, we would love if we had a choice over our life not to have to be tested by anything that we say, not to be held accountable to anything that we say, not to be put to the test of anything that we say. If your plan is to make $1 million and that's what you say and you want to make $1 million by a certain year or by a certain age, let's say, this year I'm going to, I'm going to clear $1 million before January 1, 2018. And that's all you said. That's all you said to people. That's all that you associated with. But when it came down to it, and when it came to January 1, 2018, people said, so how'd you do? What did you do? And if you didn't come anywhere close, are you willing to own up to that thing that you said? Are you willing to stand back and say, you know what, that's what I said, but it didn't happen that way, but don't worry, I'm still going to do it? Or are you going to be the one say, why are you coming at me like this? Why are you bringing that up? You just want to throw that up in my face. You just want to make me feel bad for what it is that I said I was going to do and I didn't do. Are we the ones, you all, that are able to stand on what it is that we say, stand on what it is that we do, stand for what it is we say we believe in? Or are we one that when it doesn't shake out the way that we said it would or that we thought it would, that we're going to shy away from owning up to what it is that we say, that we stand on, believe on, that we spoke on? You all, I don't know what it is about the believer, and can I just be honest with you on this morning? I don't know what it is about the believer, but we would prefer to say we believe God than to be tried by God on what it is that we believe. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying on this morning. We would rather say it out of our mouths than to have to walk it out in our feet. We would rather say it out of our mouths than to have to live it out in our heart. We would rather say it out of our mouths than to have a situation come and test or try us on what it is that we said. Come on, somebody. The Bible tells us on this morning that fire tests the purity of silver and gold. What does that mean? That means that when the refiner is trying to determine the worth or the value, thank you, Jesus, of silver or of gold. Silver gets put into a refining pot. What does that do? That burns off the impurities. And it brings up to the top the very pureness, the very essence that is most valuable in the silver. The same thing for the furnace, for the gold. It burns off all of the impurities. It burns off all of the things that would make the gold ruddy. And it causes for the very essence, the shine of the gold to rise up to the surface and to be pure. And that's the most valuable of the gold. It has to go through a process. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. It has to go through a process in order to get its worth out of it. Whoa, my God. It says, but God tries or tests the hearts of men. You all, I wouldn't want a faith that can't be tested. Because my faith can't be tested. My faith can't be trusted. I don't want to say that I believe out of my mouth, but I can't walk it out in my life. You know, maybe I'm just speaking for myself. Maybe I'm not talking to anybody in here. But you all understand this, as long as we live, we're going to go through challenges. We're going to be tested. That's why you all, you can get a good word on Sunday and be tested by that same word by Sunday afternoon. Mm. We can get into our devotion in the morning, and God can give us a word. And before we get out of the house, we can be tested against that very word that we assumed in our hearts. That's why Jesus spoke on the parable of the seeds and the different types of ground. You all, we are tested by the word that we receive. And why shouldn't we be? Weren't you tested on the information that was given to you when you were in school? Weren't you tested to see whether you understood the material? God help us today. Weren't you tested to see whether you not only could get the answer, but understood the concept and the process of that got you to the answer? See, the teachers were smart. They knew if you had eagle eyesight, you could look over to your neighbor's paper and get the answer and write down the answer. That's why they said, show your work. Ooh, my. You had to show your work. Come on now, you all remember math class. Some of us ran from math class. Some of us always had to go to the restroom during math class. But come on. We had to understand the process to get to the answer. We couldn't just write down the answer. Come on now, long division. Talk to me in here. You had to write down your process on how you got to the answer. You all, it's the same thing in this walk. We can't just jump from getting the word to just now being here. There's a process. And I want to help you out with something. The enemy walks around with a big eraser. And while you're going through the process, what ends up happening is you could be on step four of the process, and he'll throw a big old roadblock. And while you're trying to figure out that roadblock, he tries to take that eraser and erase out steps one through three of the process. So you can't even remember how you got where you are so that you can get to the end result. Is anybody catching what I'm trying to say this morning? You all, are you passing the test? Maybe a better question is, are you even ready for the test? Are you ready? Are you studying well for the test? And you can't just study when the big exam has been announced to you, because there's pop quizzes along the way. So if you aren't staying up on your material, there'll be a pop quiz and you will fail. You got to stay on your game. You've got to stay in your word. And somebody's sitting there saying, well, I don't understand. Why is it that God would try us? Why is it that God would test us? Understand the difference. There's a difference between tempting and testing. Ooh. God doesn't tempt us. He tests us. He does not tempt us. Tempting means that he gives us something with the intention of us to fall, with the intention of us to fail. He does not tempt us, but he does test us. Because the testing is what refines us. The testing is what brings out the best in us. The testing is what causes us to say, ooh, I need to shore up in that area. That's what the testing does. My brothers and my sisters, on today, my prayer for you and for those of you all who are joining in with us on our Facebook-wide prayer and fasting day today from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., understand this, that the enemy is going to try to tempt you. But God is a tester of hearts. Matter of fact, Proverbs 27 and 21 says it like this. It says, fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but a person is tested by being praised. What does that mean? It means that you give them a little bit, give them a little bit of what they want and see what they do with it. Did y'all get that? Give them a little bit of praise. Give them a little pat on the back. And that's how we get tested. Think about this. I'm going to say it this way. Think about how we do children in terms of money. We don't give them a whole bunch of money. We give them a little bit of money to see how it is that they handle money. And if it seems like they handle it well, we send them to the store to buy a little something, and we give them $2. And we've already taught them, this is what you do. You buy this. You have to know how much it costs. You have to know how much money you have. So that when they take your money, you know how much change you're supposed to get back. And then you tell them, now bring you the change. Because then you want to walk them through their steps and what they did. If you see that they did well with that, then you give them a little bit more. But if they don't handle it well, then you know you can't give them more. Did you catch what I'm saying? God tests our hearts to see if we're able to handle what it is we're asking him for, able to handle what it is that we say we can handle. And then if we can, he gives us more. But if he can't, guess what we got to do? We got to go back to the class. God is testing you. Are you able to pass the test? Are you ready for the test? Because God is an able teacher. And it's not that his information is not good. It's just that sometimes, you all, we've got to go back and get more training so that we're able to pass the test well and move on to the next course. Let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, God, we honor you on today. God, we thank you for being the tester of hearts, because, God, we realize and we understand if we aren't tested, a faith that's not tested can't be trusted. So, God, even though it might be hard sometimes, we thank you for the test. Even though it might be trying sometimes, we thank you for the test. Even though it might cause us some tears sometimes, we still thank you for the test. Because we realize, God, that through every test, you're right there with us. The teacher never leaves us alone in the room to take the test by ourselves. That test teacher is right there. They might not be able to give us answers during the test, but they never leave us alone in the room. Woo! Thank you, God, that you never leave us in the middle of our test. You're right there with us. And when the test is over, we're able to ask you questions, and you're willing to answer. If anyone needs wisdom, let them ask of God. That's what your word says. So, God, I thank you that we can ask you questions, and you will give us answers. God, for those of us that are going through the fast day on today, God, I pray that you be with us. God, I pray that we be honest with you, that we be real with you. And God, that we don't just ask for ourselves, but that we ask for our neighbors. We ask for our country. We ask for our world. So much to pray for. But God, you are a God that will hear all, and that you know all, and that you're able to do all. God, be with us on today. Allow us to be the change agents that you placed here on this earth to turn the world upside down. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you that have dialed in. Again, if you are going to be fasting with us on today, check my page, check my wall throughout the course of the day as I give prayer focus. And for all of us, go out and be the change that you desire to see. One person, one household, one divine appointment at a time. God bless you.